194, the number one hit music station. I don't know a better way to wrap up a college year than May 8th with Time Flies at the Fargo Dome. And Cal and Rob have taken the time to come say hi. How's it going, guys?
What's better than ever? What's good?
So you guys got the new album of yours, After Hours. It hit shelves in like just over a week. So what is this week like for you guys right now? It's coming out April 29th. Is it a little bit like Christmas? A little anxious? A little excited?
I think that's the best way. That's the best way we've heard it yet. Yeah, it's been a nonstop grind between videos and everything. And with this coming out finally this week, we couldn't be more excited.
So you got 14 tracks on After Hours, that new album of your guys. You know, I Choose You All the Way. But what's a track on there that you think might catch people off guard that they're just going to latch onto and say, "Man, I love this song."
Monsters. Let's Go Monsters. It's our favorite track.
So is it safe to say we're going to get Monsters when you guys are at the Fargo Dome on May 8th? Are we going to get a good dose of that new album?
Definitely getting Monsters.
Perfect, perfect. So, you know, you guys, of course, do Time Flies Tuesday. You get it out. You know, what's been a great song that you've covered? If you had to pick a couple songs that you guys have covered for Time Flies Tuesday, what would you say have been a couple favorites of yours?
I mean, we have like 100 to pick from. We released Let It Go last night, which has been great. We did Cruise, where, you know, we got some love for the country game. If we want to keep crossing genres from Disney to country to Paranoid by Ty Dolla $ign, I'd say that covers it.
So, you know, you guys use that social media, and YouTube especially, you know, has really catapulted you guys. Would you say without that social media, do you guys think you'd be where you guys are at right now?
I mean, I think that I'd like to think we would be. It's hard to think of, you know, imagine this world right now without social media, you know, without coming up through YouTube, the blogs, all that kind of stuff. I'd like to think that, you know, we're musicians and we would have found our way to here somehow, but I wouldn't trade this for anything, you know? Being able to interact with your fans on Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. I mean, who would want to live in a different era? Definitely.
Maybe for anyone that hasn't heard the story about how you two met back in college and how that all got together, maybe you can give them the run-row, how Time Flies just kind of came together.
All right, I'm going to do it real quick for you. You ready?
Ready.
Rez was beatboxing. I was freestyling at a party. We might have had a few drinks, but whatever. That's besides the point. We started, a band happened, a 7-piece funk band. We won a battle of the bands, got to open for Ludacris, played I've Got Hoes at a festival in front of 5,000 people, decided we want to do this. Rez started making beats. I started recording over them. We started putting out Time Flies Tuesdays, and now we're on, you know, interviewing with you.
Exactly. Get to see you guys Fargo May 8th at the Fargo Dome. Just so excited you guys are coming here. And so are, of course, our listeners. And they actually have a few questions for you guys. I'm going to hit you with them quick and just real quick answers from you, all right?
Sure.
All right. We got the first car that you owned.
Ooh, I had a, I guess before the Civic, right? Yeah, what was Was that one before the Civic?
You had the Chrysler.
Sebring. I had a Sebring, right? Oh, man. Sebring. Broke down.
I had a 1992 Jeep Wrangler.
The Wrangler Club.
Mm-hmm. No love for the Sebring, huh?
Well, no. Is it
no
the convert?
No one has any love for the Sebring.
All right. Any wardrobe malfunctions on stage yet?
I will say every night that I run on stage, I do one quick fly check because I assume it's got to be down, but it hasn't.
I broke a belt a few shows ago, which meant I had to hold my pants up the whole show. It's pretty awkward.
So, okay, since you guys have really started blowing up, any weird, crazy ex-girlfriends coming out of the woodworks?
No, I don't think it's been pretty tame. It's been pretty tame.
All ex-girlfriends are crazy, yeah.
Well, Cal, Rob, thank you guys for coming on with us today. Can't wait for that new album about After Hours. Hit shelves April 29th. And, of course, cannot wait for you guys to get to the Fargo Dome on May 8th. Thank you guys for taking the time. Can't wait to see you guys in a few weeks.
Thank you, 194. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Can't wait for the Fargo Dome.